Hello, my friends, and welcome to The Gathering, Daughters of the Living King, where women seek to know and experience the love of Christ. I am your host, Judy Killebrew, and my experience and passion is in encouraging and empowering women in their walk of faith with the Lord. Hebrews 10:25 states, "And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." In this weekly podcast, we will focus on meeting the unique spiritual, emotional, and social needs of faith-based women. If you are an imperfect woman seeking to maximize your spiritual growth and desire to experience a transformed life with the beauty of God's love, then The Gathering is the podcast for you. Here in the messiness of our daily struggles, we are a gathering of women who strive to live daily with Jesus. Today, we are going to discuss the life lessons from the book of Esther. I encourage you to read the book of Esther, and I am going to give you a brief synopsis of this book, but this is a brief summary and does not go into the great details of the lessons of the book. Esther lived in Susa, the capital of the Persian Empire, around 479 BC. This woman was a very beautiful orphan named Hadassah. The name Hadassah is Hebrew for myrtle, a plant that for the Jews symbolized peace with God and prosperity. As was the custom during this time, names were changed and Hadassah's new name became similar to the Persian god Ishtar. So Hadassah's name became Esther, a Persian name related to the morning star or star-shaped myrtle blossoms. And in Hebrew, the meaning of Esther is related to the root word for hidden. Within the next few minutes, we are going to get a glimpse of where God's intervention is hidden in the story of Esther and the lessons as it pertains to us. In the biblical book named after her, Esther, or Hadassah, is a young orphan Jewish woman living in the Persian region who finds favor with the king, becomes his queen, and risks her life to save the Jewish people from destruction when the court official Haman persuades the king to authorize a massacre against all the Jews of the empire. Esther's cousin, who raised her since childhood, was named Mordecai, and when he learns of Haman's plot to wipe out all of the Jewish people, he sends Queen Esther a message telling her to throw herself before the king and beg for mercy on behalf of all of her people, the Jews. But Esther knew that anyone who approached the king without first being summoned was killed, unless the king extended his scepter and spared their life. What Esther's cousin Mordecai was asking her to do could easily have been the last thing Esther ever did, and Queen Esther was slow in responding to her cousin Mordecai's request. So Mordecai tells Esther in Esther chapter 4, verses 13 through 14, "Do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish, and who knows whether you have not come to this kingdom for such a time as this." Now this hit home with Esther, and scripture continues in verses 15 through 17, that Esther sent this reply to her cousin Mordecai. "Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die." So Mordecai went away and did everything as Queen Esther had ordered him. On the third day of the fast, Esther put on her royal robes and went before the king. Thankfully, and with God's influence, the king held out his scepter, heard her case, and granted her request. So today I would like to focus on a few important points as to why is this orphan Jewish woman who was living in a foreign land so important, and what lessons can we learn from Esther? So let's begin with a time such as this. In Esther 4:14, the Amplified Bible reads, "For if you remain silent at this time, liberation and rescue will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish, since you did not help when you had the chance. And who knows whether you have attained royalty for such a time as this, and for this very purpose." My friend, this verse is a reminder to us that God has a unique purpose for each and every one of our lives. In fact, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Like Esther, we can trust the Lord for wisdom. God placed Esther at the right place at the right time. And like Esther, we must trust completely in God and be available to take on the challenges of life. Like Esther, we can overcome difficulties, not in our strength, but through God's strength. Like Esther, we can gain confidence in God's protection and provision and have gratitude for what we have been given. Our God is in control, and through His divine guidance, He cares over our lives. Friends, we should never assume we are too insignificant for God to use. Esther was an orphan whose mother had died in childbirth, and her father had died during her mother's pregnancy. She lived in a time when Israel was in post-captivity of Babylon. Esther's parents may have been among those Jewish exiles who chose not to return to Jerusalem because of the great freedom that Persia provided. But in reality, Esther was just an adopted daughter of a cousin living in a foreign land. Other than her beauty, she was not unique in any way. Her Jewish heritage was a minority race that was frowned upon and at times scorned and despised by other nations. But God, and I love that, but God used Esther to carry out His plan on a day in the kingdom of Persia. This was a plan that God had ordained before Esther was even born. God does have a grand design and is sovereign over every area of our life. With God in charge, we can take courage that He will guide us through the circumstances we face in our lives for His plans. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Friends, each one of us has the choice each day to submit to our living King's will and go when and where He calls us. To God, each one of us is not only visible, but cared about. He keeps track of every life from the moment of conception to the day of death. We are precious to Him, and He knows every detail of each of us, even down to how many hairs are on each of our heads at this very moment. Luke 12, verse 7 says, "Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You are far more valuable than many sparrows." And God knows the depth of our thoughts and feelings. Psalm chapter 139, verses 1 through 4 says, "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord." How comforting to know that the same God that used Esther is the same God that we serve today. Another lesson from Esther pertains to fasting and prayer. Esther knew that going before the king without being summoned could be death. During Esther's time, kings were frequently in danger of assassination. So for the king's protection, custom dictated that no one should approach the king without his invitation, and the queen was no exception. Yet Esther tells her cousin Mordecai in chapter 4, verse 16, "If I must die, I must die." Faced with death, Esther set aside her own fear and took action. Sometimes when we feel outnumbered or feel powerless, it can be natural for us to feel helpless and overwhelmed. But Esther resisted this temptation of helplessness and acted with courage and boldness. It is not enough for us to know that God is in control. We must act with boldness and courage to follow God's guidance. As mentioned in Esther 4:16, "Go gather all the Jews that are present in Susa and observe a fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids also will fast in the same way. Then I will go in to see the king without being summoned, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Esther asked her cousin Mordecai to gather the Jews in Susa for 3 days and nights of fasting. And just as Esther stepped out in faith, we have the opportunity to step out in faith each day and trust that God will equip us with the courage we need. When we are confused or conflicted about a decision, prayer and fasting can bring us the answers we need. Like Esther, we can pursue patience and not react to the drama unfolding around us in times of difficulty. We can ask the church, and we are the church, to pray and fast with us. Fasting in the Bible is a time to draw closer to God and seek His guidance and intervention. Few things humble us more than realizing our utter helplessness by going without food or drink or whatever you're fasting from for a period of time. Jesus taught His disciples that certain problems can be addressed only by fasting and prayer, and that's in Matthew 17:21. Fasting and prayer should be practiced together. And friends, we are called to encourage each other, pray for each other, and when appropriate, fast for each other. Unity is strength. We are stronger together. And stepping out in faith can sound easy, but just like Esther, it means leaving our comfort zone and facing our deepest fears. God calls us to trust in Him, step out in faith, and to allow His timing to play out. Our Father's timing is always perfect. And the last lesson in Esther that I am going to cover is that doing what is right is more important than doing what is easy. Like Esther, we can find new perspectives on life's challenges when we focus on others. Esther risked her life by coming before the king. Her courageous act gives us a model to follow in approaching a difficult task. Esther set priorities. She believed that the safety of the Jewish race was more important than her own life. Esther prepared by gathering support from her fellow Jews, and in unity, they fasted. Esther determined a course of action and moved ahead boldly through the strength of God. And I do not use the word boldly lightly. Among Jews, women were expected to be quiet, to serve in the home, and to stay on the fringe of religious and political life. But in Esther, we can see that her boldness was due to a desire to please God before all else. Our Esther was a Jewish woman who broke through the cultural norms, stepping outside her expected role to risk her life to help God's people. My friends, whatever your place is in life, God can use you. Be open, available, and ready because God may use you to do what others are afraid to even consider. Esther, an orphan living in a strange country, probably never imagined being the queen of the Persian Empire. But God had a plan for her life. And just like Esther, no matter where we come from, where we live, or even our past mistakes, we can put all that in the past and move confidently forward, knowing that God has plans for us, for a hope and a future for each of us. Your past, my friend, does not dictate your future. Like Esther, we can have the faith that ultimately God is in control and we can trust Him. Like Esther, let the beauty within each of you shine for all to see. Like Esther, you have the power to influence others for good. Like Esther, it's important to be humble and gentle and to be bold. And through Esther's life, we can conclude that God will use ordinary people in extraordinary ways. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the example of Esther, who had a unique design and purpose. We are your daughters, and we know that you have a unique design and purpose for each one of us. Help us to listen to your voice as you guide and lead us in the direction that you have designed for us. Father, we pray in the most powerful name there is, the name of Jesus. Amen. Ladies, I hope to see you next week as we gather and experience a transformed life with the beauty of God's love. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the follow button so that you won't miss one episode. I am so happy that you are with us on this journey.